Hey, welcome back to I'm No Rookie. Today's episode was inspired by some of the conversations that I've seen, and even when I think back to when I first started, the difficulty of getting your first trainer or educator role. It's difficult, right? Because you see job descriptions that will require all these qualifications, all these skills that you've got in abundance, and then the dreaded part is 1, 2, or 3 years of education experience. And that's when you're thinking, how the heck do I get that if I've just started? So in today's episode, I want to talk to you about that. I want to share some tips and share my journey from therapist to educator. I've walked that path, but here's the twist. I didn't start by listing my spa therapy experiences once I was trying to position myself as an educator. No, instead, I highlighted transferable skills, the presentations that I gave, the product training I conducted, the customer service expertise I honed in. And guess what? You can do that too. So, how can you position yourself for that dream role? It's all about showcasing the skills that scream educator on your LinkedIn profile and CV. Look at the job descriptions for educator roles. What are they asking for? Incorporate these skills into your profile. But that's not all. We have the opportunity, or you have the opportunity more so now, to showcase yourself as an educator with the world of digital marketing, with social media. So what you want to do is start sharing content that's all about education and empowerment. Show the world you're not just a beauty guru, you're a future leader in training and development. So I want to provide you some tips throughout today's episode. The first one is to seek additional training. If you haven't got the education experience, I don't want you to just rely on your current skills. You need to invest in yourself. Look for workshops and seminars or online courses focused on education and training techniques. Not only will this enhance your skill set, but also demonstrates your commitment to professional development. And another thing about doing these courses, you get to understand the language that's being used. There's a difference, and I've seen it when I used to recruit in the days when I was recruiting for managers and therapists. And we know the terminologies and the language we use in our industry, and it's very evident for those who haven't worked in the industry as long as they've claimed. It's very evident for those that haven't actually worked in those positions as long as they've stated on their CV. So by doing these courses, following these masterclasses, being in communities of the people that you want to emulate, you learn the language, and then this language is in turn something you then use in interviews, and that will then highlight to recruiters and managers that are hiring that, okay, yes, she has worked in the industry. So language is so important. Another thing is all about networking. So I say this so much, and people probably thinking I'm just like a broken record, but networking is so important. You want to attend industry events, conferences, and webinars where you can connect with professionals in the education sector. You want to build relationships, ask questions, and let people know about your aspirations. You never know where your next opportunity may come from, especially when someone has said, okay, I know someone that's interested in teaching. Even if they've just met you at a networking event, they're like, I've got her card. She's very enthusiastic. She's got all the qualifications and she's got such a nice personality. I will connect you with her. And this is the power of networking. So that was my tip number two. My third tip is to create a portfolio, showcasing your expertise by creating a portfolio that highlights your educational achievements, training modules that you've possibly developed, or training manuals that you've created, and teaching materials that you've created, activities that you've crafted. A visual appealing portfolio can make a powerful impression on potential employers. If you have zero experience in the education field, please consider volunteering your time or interning at an educational institute, spa, or wellness center to kind of gain hands-on experience in training and teaching. This not only provides valuable experience, but also allows you to test the waters and see if this career path is the right fit for you. And sometimes these internships or volunteering opportunities turn into paid opportunities. Another tip I want to give you is stay updated, please. Keep abreast of the industry trends, the teaching methodologies, and advancements in our industry. Subscribe to relevant publications, follow thought leaders on social media, and participate in online forums and discussions to stay informed and demonstrate your passion for continuous learning in our field. Another tip is it's really important to showcase results. One of the things I've always said on when I've given feedback to students in the past, when they're looking at their CV, you need to showcase results. And on CVs, the best way to do that is by putting numbers, is by quantifying what you've done. So in this case, you want to highlight the impact of your training and education efforts. You need to share success stories, testimonials from your students, if you have any, or colleagues, or any measurable outcome of your teaching initiatives. So this could be maybe you've done a training session. Your manager allowed you to deliver a training session on a product to improve retail, to kind of give sales tips for struggling therapists. Can you get your manager to give you a testimonial on that? Get them onto LinkedIn and get them to write a quick recommendation in that section. Employers love to see tangible results that demonstrates your effectiveness as a trainer. My last tip is all about practice your presentation skills. Yes, you may not be in an educational role where you're constantly delivering classes to gain your confidence, but this is where you need to practice your presentation skills. Effective communication is key in education sector. So practice delivering presentations, conducting workshops, and leading training sessions to hone your public speaking and facilitation skills. Confidence and clarity go a long way in impressing potential employers. And trust me, practice makes perfect. I've had students in the past say, I want to do what you do. You seem so confident with it. Yes, it's because I've done it for a long time. And the teaching that I was delivering was nearly every couple of weeks. But before gaining those teaching roles, or even after the teaching roles had kind of quietened down, I ended up creating a Facebook group, which is going back now, where it was called Social Media. I think it was called Sunday School. I've totally forgotten what it's called. I changed it several times. Every Sunday, I was delivering a training session free of charge, Sunday, and it was called That Sunday session was called Social Media Sunday School. Every Sunday, no excuses, I jumped on live and delivered, and I was educating my audience. This is something that can easily be done. If you've got a passion, if you've got a topic in mind that you really want to kind of help people do, so let's say there's a group of people and maybe you want to help with PR in spa and the spa and wellness industry, or maybe you want to start delivering marketing tips and advice. You could create your own Facebook group, a free one, get people in, and then every week on a particular day that works for you, you deliver the education, you deliver the class. This is how you build up your confidence to speak. Yes, it's online, but you're still speaking to an audience. So this is something that you can absolutely do. I also have something to share with you, something that often gets overlooked, but can make a huge difference in landing that spa beauty therapy trainer educator role. Are you ready? It's all about design and assessment skills. Many job descriptions these days emphasize the need for candidates who can design training materials, create comprehensive courses, and develop curriculums with clear learning outcomes. So how can you showcase these skills? Start by familiarizing yourself with design tools and software like Canva, Adobe Creative Suite, or even PowerPoint. These tools can help you create visually appealing training manuals, engaging presentations, and interactive course material that leaves a lasting impression. But design skills aren't the only thing employers are looking for. They also want trainers who know how to assess learning effectively. So whether it's through quizzes, exams, practical demonstrations, or performance evaluations, being able to assess students' progress and comprehension is crucial. So how can you demonstrate your assessment skills? Consider incorporating assessment strategies into your portfolio or sharing examples of how you've evaluated students' learning in the past. Highlight any training programs you've developed that included assessment components and discuss the results they have yielded. By showcasing your design and assessment skills, you not only meet the demands of the today's job market, but also position yourself as a versatile and competent spa beauty therapy trainer. So you want to roll up your sleeves, get creative, and show the world what you're capable of. Thanks so much for tuning into today's episode of I'm No Rookie. Remember, in the world of beauty therapy training, design and assessment skills can set you apart from the competition. Keep honing in those skills and success will surely follow you. Remember, landing your first trainer role may take time and persistence, but with a proactive approach and a focus on showcasing your unique skills and passion for education, you'll be one step closer to achieving your career goals. So keep pushing forward and believing in yourself. Thanks for tuning in today's episode of I'm No Rookie. And remember, you're no rookie in the game of life. See you again next time.